Hi, it's Rabbi Sandra, and welcome to another episode of Soulful Shalom. And today we're going to talk about gratitude and that we should wake up with it. We should wake up with gratitude. In Jewish tradition, prayer, and this shouldn't surprise anyone, but prayer is a reoccurring thread. Jewish law advocates praying three times a day, and our sages say that this daily recitation should amount to about 100 brachot, 100 blessings. And this may seem like an immense amount of devotion, especially for those of us leading incredibly busy lives, busy and fast-paced lives, and transitioning from occasional prayer, perhaps only within our synagogues, to a regimen of 100 daily blessings might appear quite daunting. So how might we simplify this process? By starting small. By choosing a single prayer and integrating it into our daily routine. One of the questions I get when I say this to folks is, which prayer should we begin with? And so one of the things that I propose is that we commence with an expression of gratitude, an essential element of Jewish spirituality. The Jewish tradition brims with blessings and prayers, voicing thankfulness. But one stands out for our purpose today, and that is Moda Ani. Now, some may have heard this blessing referred to as Moda Ani, which is basically the male gendered version of this blessing, and I'm a female identified person, so I say Moda Ani. And so Moda Ani is a concise prayer recited immediately upon awakening before we even step out of bed. Our sages say that we should say this upon rising before we step out of bed. It's intended to be the first utterance of the day. Its words are uncomplicated, yet deeply meaningful. So in Hebrew we say, or I would say, Moda Ani Lefanecha Melech, but I often substitute Ruach. So Moda Ani Lefanecha Ruachai Vechayam Shehazarta Bi Nishmati Bechemlecha Rabba Amunatecha. And basically what this means is I offer thanks to you, you as the divine, I offer thanks to you, living and eternal spirit, for you have restored my soul with me. And a common translation for the last part is, your thankfulness is great. I personally like to say, and you, God, are awesome. So imagine, I offer thanks to you, living and eternal spirit, you could say, I offer thanks to you, God, for you have restored my soul within me, and you, God, are awesome. That's pretty cool blessing. So this prayer acknowledges the gift of a new day that we are given. We wake up with a sentiment of gratitude, not preoccupied with the tribulations of the previous day or the impending task of the new one. So we say our blessing of gratitude. We're not preoccupied with what happened yesterday. When we wake up in the morning, we're not thinking about our impending task for the day. So life is full of challenges and uncertainties, and at times these can seem overwhelming. It's also too easy to wake up anxious about what lies ahead. However, the simple act of reciting Moda Ani can help to reframe our mindset and kickstart our day on a positive note. So one of the things I often say is that when we wake up in the morning, we have a choice. We can either say, oi, this day sucks, or wow, how awesome is this day? Even if you make the choice to say, oi, this day sucks, if you start your day positively and with gratitude, soon you will move into, wow, how awesome is this day? So starting off this day with a sentiment of gratitude prepares us to face the world with optimism and resilience, reminding us of the blessings we have and fostering a more profound connection to the divine. We may not all achieve the goal the sages set for us of 100 blessings a day, but introducing this simple prayer of gratitude to our routine can help us feel more connected to the world and to God. So now I want to delve a bit deeper into this idea. You have probably heard about the benefits of starting a gratitude practice. And many of you may remember back in the day, and even to this day, Oprah Winfrey on her show talked about the benefits of gratitude and talked about having a gratitude journal. And I hear everywhere the benefits of having a gratitude practice. But long before Oprah, the folks who wrote our liturgy into our siddur, our prayer book, understood this concept. And I'm sure it wasn't just Judaism that understood this concept. This is probably something that other religious traditions have also done. But if you open up a prayer book, one of our prayer books, any prayer, any Jewish prayer book, you will see that our morning liturgy overflows with expressions of gratitude. Beyond Moda Ani, the blessing that I mentioned earlier, which thanks God for the gift of a new day, there are numerous other blessings that echo this sentiment of thankfulness and gratefulness. For example, we have blessings that express gratitude for our very existence. We have blessings that celebrate the miracle of creation. There are blessings thanking the God who made us free, giving thanks for the freedoms that we enjoy. There's a blessing that we say when we go to the bathroom, that we bless, we thank God for allowing our bodies to function, and a blessing that thanks God for creating us exactly who we are to be. There's even a blessing thanking God for giving the birds of dawn the wisdom to discern day from night. Like, how awesome is that? And these are just a few examples that come from our morning liturgy. And you can find these in any Jewish prayer book, our siddur. And I encourage you to pick up a prayer book, a Jewish prayer book, and explore it and discover the many ways that gratitude is woven into our morning prayers and our daily prayers. This abundance of gratitude in our prayer serves a deeper purpose. I believe it primes us so that when we reach our call to prayer, so we say our blessings of gratitude, we get to our call to prayer, and at that point, our hearts and our minds are open to fully receive whatever is offered. We are fully able to receive what the divine has to offer. And this practice of gratitude works similarly in our daily lives. When we start our day with a thankful heart, we start our day with gratitude, we start our day with blessings of gratitude, we start our day with being thankful for what we have, we approach the world with a different perspective. We are more open to the experiences of the day. We are ready to embrace whatever comes our way with a sense of acceptance and positivity. So let's remember, the act of waking up with gratitude doesn't just change our mornings. It has the potential to transform our entire day. So as you start your gratitude practice, or maybe you already have one, may this practice of gratitude bring joy, serenity, and a deeper connection in your life, in my life, in our lives, and to those around us. Starting your day with gratitude can change your day from oy to wow. How awesome is this day? All right, y'all have a great day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you think. And be grateful for this day.